Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for sending your word to your people and anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. In the book of Job, chapter 33, verses 14. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Our teaching comes today. What will it take for God to get our attention? What will it take for God to get our attention? Saints of God, we're living in a day and an hour that is so dangerous. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And since we're in such a time like that, it behooves us to give God our undivided attention. But I'm mighty afraid that there are so many people in our society and even in the church world that have turned a deaf ear to God. Note what Job is saying. For God speaketh once, then he speak twice, yet man still don't get it. There are many of you listening to this message right now that God has been trying to get your attention through various ways, through various means. God has been trying to warn you of things that you was about to get yourself involved in. And with many of you, it's been too late because you've gotten yourself into things that God was trying to keep you from getting involved in as well as with. And now you're hurting, you're broken, and you're wondering, where was God at when all this took place? Well, God got various ways of trying to get our attention. As we're going to see, three individuals in our teaching, how God got their attention, who at first they would not give God none of their attention. I'm under the persuasion that I don't like to learn things the hard way. And I've understand something about humans. Many of us learn things through easy ways, and then many of us have to learn the hard way. Well, I'm coming to a point in my life where I'm tired of learning things the hard way. Many things I've come to know right now is because of something that I may omit it. God may have told me not to do something, but yet I still done it. And it taught me a lesson. But the thing that I want to stress in this teaching, I'm understanding that many things we don't have to learn in life the hard way. If we only take heed to somebody God then used and who have brought them through things they have been through, that we can benefit from their experiences. And I really believe many of you suffering right now needlessly because you just won't listen. You don't want nobody to tell you nothing. You're headstrong. You're your own man. You're your own woman. Nobody can tell you nothing. Well, you're about to come to a wake-up call. So our teaching tonight deals with what will it take for God to get our attention. The first person we're going to look at tonight is Manasseh. In 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 10 through 13. You might want to turn there. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 10 through 13. Now with this king, Manasseh, 12 years old, began to reign in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in God's sight, like the heathens or like the nations. He began to do things that really disturbed God tremendously. Let me just pull out some things in 2 Chronicles chapter 33 that Manasseh began to do. I want to pull out the main things. Number one, in verse 6, he caused his children to pass through the fire. He observed times. Manasseh used enchantments. He used witchcraft. Manasseh dealt with familiar spirits, with wizards. He wrought much evil in God's sight. Notice, to provoke him to anger. I want to move to verse 10. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not listen. Note something. All what Manasseh was doing, it provoked God. It disturbed God. It upset God. Yet God began to speak to Manasseh. But Manasseh would not pay God any attention. This is our teaching tonight. What will it take for God to get our attention? God tried through various ways of getting Manasseh to stop what he was doing. Manasseh paid God no mind, like so many of us can do in this hour. We can be living like we want to live. We can do what we desire we want to do. And God got different ways of trying to get your attention as a person. And many times when one way don't work, God will have to use part two. God spoke to Manasseh. That didn't get Manasseh's attention. Verse 11. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with feathers, and carried him to Babylon. Now notice this. God simply spoke to Manasseh. Manasseh ignored God. God said, okay, let me try something else. God brought upon Manasseh the captain of the host of the king of Assyria. And this captain took Manasseh and bound him. Note something. Bound him with feathers and carried him to Babylon. Manasseh became in prison. You know, it's something about people when they go to jail. They make all kind of promises to God. What they're going to do if God get them out. But prior to them going there, God was trying to get their attention before they went there. Now when they get there, they begin to say everything imaginable what they're going to do. Why? Because God has now gotten their attention. Look at verse 12. And when he was in affliction, when he was in pain, when things was not comfortable like it used to be for Manasseh, he besought the Lord his God, and watch this, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him. Note something. He besought God, he humbled himself, and he cried out to God. He became sorry for what he did. Now watch this. And God heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. In other words, God got Manasseh's attention, not through talking to him, but by allowing Manasseh to be bound and to be in prison. Our teaching is, what will it take for God to get our attention? As I showed you in Job, for God speak once, yet twice, yet man still don't get it. In Manasseh's case, God spoke. Manasseh wouldn't pay God no attention. God said, well, I'm not going to talk no more. I'm going to act. And when Manasseh was bound, while Manasseh was in affliction, he began to pray. It's something about trouble that make us pray. Normally when things are going good, we ain't even thinking about praying. But let things go wrong, the first thing we say is, oh Lord, have mercy. Well, now God knows what to do to get your attention. Allow trouble to keep coming. Because as long as trouble come, we pray. When trouble stop coming, many of us stop praying. So if it means God letting trouble come in your life, get ready, because trouble will keep coming. Person number two, Jonah. God got Jonah's attention through a whale swallowing him and keeping Jonah there for 3 days and 3 nights. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 17. Well, in Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible said, then Jonah prayed. But in chapter 1, the whale swallowed Jonah. But prior to the whale swallowing Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, God spoke to Jonah. What to do? Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. But Jonah heard what God said, but went in the opposite direction. So God got Jonah's attention through the whale swallowing Jonah up for 3 days and 3 nights, and bringing Jonah to the bottom of the mountains and pocket. And after Jonah was there, Jonah repented. When Jonah made a statement, I will sacrifice unto the Lord. I will pay that which I have vowed. What Jonah simply did was, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy upon me. You now have my attention. I recognize I can't go nowhere, and you're still in charge. Forgive me for disobeying you. Forgive me for running from your purpose to do my own. Forgive me and give me another chance. Jonah chapter 3. After the whale vomits or spit Jonah out, Jonah now do what God originally called Jonah to do. But note something. Look what it took for God to get Jonah's attention. Allowing a whale to swallow him. There are situations in life that God has to allow many of us to be swallowed up by. Where you're in a predicament where nobody can get you out but God. I remember a young person I used to minister to. God had me to warn him, to tell him, if you get into trouble, nobody will be able to get you out. Well, they thought it was a joke. They didn't take God serious. They rebelled and so forth. Not long after that, trouble struck. They became incarcerated, where the mother and nobody in their family was able to put up the money because they couldn't afford it. So that meant that person had to stay there in a place that was uncomfortable for God to get their attention. And while they was back there in prison, they began to see and experience things that scared them. They really woke them to their senses. They began to cry. They were scared. They'd be calling their mother, telling them that she was sorry. But the mother could do them no good. But when they got out of prison, their whole attitude changed tremendously. What will it take for God to get our attention? And our final person we are dealing with is Nebuchadnezzar. The book of Daniel, chapter 5. I want you to turn there. I want you to see something in this story. In Daniel, chapter 5. I want to pull out some things about Nebuchadnezzar, the king. No, my mistake. Daniel chapter 4. In Daniel chapter 4. Deals with Nebuchadnezzar. The king was warned by God. Because there was a dream the king had of this tree. And how this tree grew and became strong. And the height reached to heaven. and the sight thereof to the ends of all the earth. The fruit was much. And in his dream, the king saw how this tree was cut down. Well, God was trying to get this king's attention. But I want to look at Daniel chapter 4, verses 26 through 30. What will it take for God to get your attention? Now, prior to what I'm about to read to you, this dream God gave the king was God's means of trying to reach the king. Listen, God may deal with you through dreams, through visions. God may even send a message to you through somebody that might not even know you in trying to warn you about something, trying to get your attention about what you're about to do and letting you know the danger that lies ahead. And to take heed to it before you walk into destruction. But many times we become headstrong as humans and don't think, well, what this person is saying really is not for me. But understand something. God is a wise God. And God has various ways of getting our attention. If one way don't work, God will try something else. Until eventually we give him our attention.